too, which against a team like that, you know, it's tough to get momentum going and get everything rolling. So I think that was the main thing tonight.
Are you going to shake this off real fast for this road trip coming up?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, by tomorrow, you know, it's going to be forgotten. And, you know, you go over a video of it and see where you can improve on your game. And after that, you know, you pretty much have to forget about it right away. You know, it's 82-game season, and you're going to have, unfortunately, games like this where, you know, you have think you're going to get at least a point and kind of gets taken away from you. So, you know, I'm sure we'll be good for the road trip.
Was this a different game for you, Michael? It seemed like some weird bounces and whatnot. I was fighting it a bit.
Yeah, no, their team does a good job of getting a lot of traffic and shooting for sticks. You know, there's very few shots tonight that came off their guys' sticks clean and made it all the way to me without getting touched a bit or something. So, you know, those games are always a little bit difficult. You really have to focus on the puck and know that chances are it's going to change direction, whether it's a foot or an inch. You know, they're a lot of the times the pucks are just nicking things on the way in.
Thanks, Mike.
On the shot that got reviewed, did you think it went across the line or did you think it was saved?
I didn't even know because, you know, it went off my blocker and then went off the side, backside of my head, and I felt the puck hit my shoulder when I turned. And, you know, when the whistle didn't go right away, you know, I thought it was under me, but then, you know, the ref was a little bit slow on blowing the whistle, so, you know, it kind of felt like 10 minutes I was sitting there with the puck. So, you know, it was just one of those ones where, you know, I wasn't sure, but they put it up on the screen, and as soon as I saw that, you know, I knew it wasn't in.
Kind
but,
of hope and pray at that point?
Yeah, you know, it was just a desperation type thing. You know, the puck, like, was most of the nights, just took a weird bounce, and just hit my blocker and shot right up into my head. So, you know, those things don't happen often, but it's nice that it didn't go in.
What happened on the game-winning goal?
Game-winning goal, you know, they just won the draw, and Couture had a pretty much grade A scoring chance and good chance to shoot the puck. So, you know, I was really focused on him and him going to shoot the puck. And, you know, I think we just kind of realized that he was in a good scoring chance, and everyone kind of went to him and left their D pinching back door wide open. So, you know, he made the pass. I don't think anyone was really expecting it at that point in the game. And I got across how I would have liked. And, you know, Vlasic just made a good shot and was able to pick a corner right over my ear. So, you know, it was really unfortunate that it happened, especially at that time of the game. But, you know, he made a good shot.